65, episode 99. She got the trademark. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And you know, the journey of an entrepreneur is filled with all kinds of ups and downs, and in this case, a whole lot of joy.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Kimberly Joy Morgan. Do all things with joy. Tell us your news.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here with you. And, you know, you're on a journey of your business and you want to get your trademark. So that was what came through for me. It was a long process, but was so excited to know that I could own my name, do all things with joy.
Okay. It is an important thing. And anyone who's gone through the trademark process knows it's long. It's daunting.
Yes.
There's attorneys involved. There's fees involved. So it's a huge process, correct?
It is. It definitely is. And one of the things that I always say to people, they always tell you can do it by yourself. Don't. Because if one thing is wrong, even if you're saving, let's say, $200, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to do that whole process all over again. So you really want to take the time to invest in a good lawyer who can walk you through that process and
so,
make sure everything's.
So Kimberly, when you say you invest in an attorney, that is a little intimidating because are they super expensive and then you still have the fees?
Well, thankfully there are a lot of attorneys out there that understand, you know, entrepreneurs, and there are even services. I will tell you to, you know, be mindful of some of them. I think there are a couple of them that are reputable. Like there's one that's a trademark, and they will actually do it for you, and they hand it off to an attorney. So yes, you're going to have to pay for the trademark fee, and you're going to have to pay for the attorney. But I say that it's worth it in the end, just because you don't want to have to come back, because they make it very clear that if you don't have the information correct, you're going to have to start the process over again, and you are not refunded your money.
Oh, no, sorry.
Go ahead.
we're super excited for you. But so Mary and I went through the process a long time ago. So we have the trademark for Momstown, and
yes,
we have our attorney that kind of just once you get in the process and once you have it, then it's just a matter of keeping it up to date. And I think your trademark is good for 10 years. Is that correct?
It is. That is correct.
And so let's back up a little bit and tell us, what did you get trademarked? And tell us a little bit about your business, because I think we really did just jump into this episode, and we just are assuming, because you're one of our Momstown favorites, that maybe our listener maybe doesn't know who you are or what it is that you do.
Excellent. Yeah, so I'm a health coach and a life coach. I also do a little bit of acting on the side, and I am a published author. So my name, Do All Things With Joy, has been out there for a while without a trademark. And, you know, you own your website and other things that you could prove that you were in business before someone else was. But as a, you know, entrepreneur, after a while, you want to protect what you have so that someone else can't come in and just, you know, grab that name. And I think I had spent enough time kind of wondering and biting my nails. So for me, I knew that Do All Things With Joy was, you know, a name that others might want to capitalize on. And I did actually have another person in another country say, hey, I want to, you know, get this website with this extension. And it lent pause to me for that. So that was why I definitely needed to make sure I protected my business name.
Well, and I think when you are a creative and you're putting a lot of work out there, you put a lot of yourself and your energy, you invest your time and your efforts and your money and everything in creating what you create. And so to be able to know that you have some kind of legal backing or something, you know, there still could be someone who wants to infringe or, you know, do something with your content, but at least you know that you are protected.
I am. My books are protected. My website is protected. You know, how I use it on the internet, that's what I love. And I love that my logo is protected as well. So it gives me a little peace of mind as I'm out here. Because I do have friends who are entrepreneurs who have had, they have been actually trademarked, and then someone has come in trying to do that, and they're able to shut it down, which is really nice when you have that ability.
Well, you know, it's happened to us. And so originally before, and that's how we actually came upon Momstown, is before mm-hmm. it was Hip Moms, and mm-hmm. Hip Mama was out there, but she had been using Hip Mama, and it was a whole different Well, I don't even know what Hip Mama is anymore. It might be completely have changed hands or whatever. But at that time, it was something that I didn't really the Hip Mama was doing a lot of different things that wasn't associated
but
with.
They were just very hip.
They were really hip.
Yeah.
Let's just say in hip ways that I wasn't so hip. And
exactly.
So anyway, but I, because she had been first to market, I said, you know what? I'm not going to even fight it. I'm going to find a different name. And so that's correct. When we decided that Momstown, that's when Momstown was born. It was because of trademark issues. And yeah. You didn't want confusion. So I think it's really important for creatives to understand the business side and legal side of protecting your work.
I could not agree with you more wholeheartedly, especially even as an artist and as an actor. I'm also a playwright. You're always trying to protect what we call intellectual property.
Yes.
And that is something that you want to make sure, especially in this day and age where everyone can get a website and everyone has a podcast. And, that's the age we live in, and it's wonderful. We love having all of these different avenues, but as you know, the more you open up those windows, the more opportunity for people to jump on your bandwagon. And the biggest thing is, I don't ever want someone, as you said, you might not be hip in those ways, and I might not be joyful in the ways you want to be joyful, and I don't want my brand to be confused with your brand.
So we're not selling sex toys at Momstown.
No.
Exactly.
So, or at Do All Things With Joy either.
Kimberly, exactly. give us like the top three things people should do to start researching and getting their trademark or service mark.
One of the things I would say first is, if you don't own the website, do that, but know what you want. Don't go out there and search for it, because what happens is when you search for it, people realize you want it. And if you're not ready to buy it at that particular time, you can lose the name. So be serious about what your name is. Own that first. Then after you've done and gotten that, set up some other entities. After that, I would say research whether you want to do one of the online, lawyer companies that are out there. Like, I'm not going to just give free advertising, but you can do the research to find reputable companies that are doing trademark work for people. And then after that, if not, see and ask around for lawyers that you, or in some people, your husband or wife or whomever may work for a company that service is actually rendered, or they have lawyers that are there. So do your research first before you go out and spend a whole lot of money. And then, one of the things you want to do is get, I always say for anything, referrals. Find out if this place is reputable, because there are a lot of companies that will try to take advantage of that moment mm-hmm. and really overcharge. And I will also say the other thing is, you have to be very mindful of, there are a lot of official documents that will start being emailed to you once you get your trademark, and you think, oh my goodness, I've got to pay this to do that. Or you really have to read the fine print and make sure that it is coming from the government and it is not, a business that makes it look like it's official and you start shelling
out. That's good
out
advice.
Money.
Well,
that I did notice and was very surprised at how much people will capitalize on that information that becomes public.
Well, and to that point, I have paid fees because I thought that I had missed something or a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
another reason how hiring an attorney will protect you from that kind of stuff, because you can just ask
correct.
Them, right? And then that saves
yeah.
you money in the long run, because it's very confusing. Another thing that I think is also helpful in a basic search is to go to the USPTO.gov, which is the
yeah.
United States Patent and Trademark Office. So the acronym is USPTO.gov. And you can do a basic search there also to kind of just get yourself started.
That's right.
So, exactly. Kimberly, we're coming up on the end of the segment. That went really quickly.
Oh.
Where do we find you online?
You can find me at doallthingswithjoy.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook with the same name, Do All Things With Joy. And if you happen to love to read, you can head out to Amazon and purchase Share the Joy, 52 Weeks to Abundant Health, which
nice.
Is my book.
Well,
yeah.
And we have another episode with Joy, so we're going to repost that too, because you gave us all kinds of good tips, and we're going to have you back on the show again because you're one of our favorite guests. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you, Joy.
Kimberly Joy. All right. Be bold. Be creative. Momstown 365. We're here for you every day.